You know, 4 years ago, I didn't know beans about the supply chain. I didn't care about the supply chain. Then all of a sudden, along came COVID, and I realized there, you know, maybe that's something I should pay attention to, whether items arrive or not. And of course, then the question is, if you're a shipper, does your shipment arrive the way it's supposed to, cold or hot or on time, or has it been shaken? There's a Dallas-based company that monitors all that called Spotsy. And they just made an acquisition, Marathon Products, which takes them into a whole different area. But Tony Fonks, the CEO of Spotsy, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, nice to meet you too.
So I'm dead serious. 4 years ago, I wouldn't have known that you existed or know why you existed. But now I understand it. I mean, I would guess if Tyson had a big load of chicken that was sitting off on an icy sideline here 3 or 4 days ago and it didn't get delivered, they'd like to know about it. Now, you're the guy that can tell them about it, right?
That's exactly right, as well as a number of other different types of conditions. That's what we do, and that's our secret sauce.
So tell me about the business. How did this start, and how broad is it?
Yeah, well, so in terms of how it started, we're actually the combination, as you mentioned, of a number of different acquisitions. So if you go back to our longest standing company that we've acquired, we're going on 5 decades now. And so, you know, I think the interesting thing about every single one of these businesses that we've basically brought together is they all have a very unique, low cost, in most cases, low battery or no battery way of detecting whether or not there's been a change in condition.
So when you say condition, I give an example of, you know, a frozen shipment that all of a sudden wasn't frozen anymore. But you're dealing in everything, spaceships?
Yes. Yeah. So what we like to say is we help monitor the condition of everything from vaccines to spaceships. And everything in between, F1 car engines, hockey pucks, as an example, which there's an interesting necessity for those to stay cold. You know, even you know, beer, coffee, etc. You know, everything from, you know, what you would put in your body from a vaccine, all the way up to you know, SpaceX.
Okay, so go back. So how did you get into this business?
How do we get into this business? So the original business, ShockWatch, which was actually founded in Graham, Texas, which is, you know, just northwest of Dallas, it was actually started out of they were in the magnetic tape business. Do you remember this? So back in the day, there was
Graham Magnetics. I remember the company.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And so they had a problem because those magnetic tapes could not be bumped. So if you had an impact to those magnetic tapes, it could actually ruin them and ruin the data that was on them. So one of their smart engineers one day developed a unique low-cost way to detect whether or not there had been a certain level of G-force that impacted those magnetic tapes. And with that, a business was born. Definitely a product line was born. You know, that's one example. We've got other examples where, you know, we have, you know, unique or really inventive chemists that figured out, you know, how to modulate or change chemistry and color change chemistry based off of a temperature excursion.
So how do you communicate that back, that this thing has been exposed to humidity or too much heat or it's been tilted with or impacted? Is it satellites?
Well, so it's a combination, and until recently, you know, there hasn't been a lot of ways to, or many ways to communicate whether or not that has changed, other than just visually seeing that something had changed.
So right? Real time, you'd look at it and indicate something's happened in my shipment.
That's exactly right. So yeah, our sensors were just visual sensors for many years, and then we developed and moved into different technologies like cellular-based technologies, right? So basically, you know, the way to think about it is you've got a cell phone that's got accelerometers and temperature sensors and all those fun things all around them, and they're monitoring what's going on around the world. What's unique about what we've done is we've taken these really low-cost, battery-free sensors, right, which are consumable. And we've developed a method to connect those. So we connect those either through a technology called RFID,
sure.
which, you know, every time you do a payment with your phone, as an example, you're using RFID. And we also have done that through a technology known as QR code, which, you know, you talk about COVID, that it made QR codes front and center for all of us. It's the same thing we used to look at our menus and everything nowadays.
Sure.
But now we can use that QR code to detect, to scan and detect and identify whether or not, you know, the package on your front doorstep has been damaged beyond its intentions.
So I saw you operated in 62 countries, 4,500 customers.
Correct.
Is this a crowded field? Do you have competition?
Well, you know, everybody's got competition in some way, shape, or form, and you know, we specifically innovate to make sure that our ideas remain novel and have intellectual property around that. So clearly that helps. I'd say, you know, yes, we have competition, but our biggest competitor is doing nothing, right? Or potentially just adding more packaging. So a lot of the times when we're sitting there selling a solution to our prospective customers, you know, we're explaining to them about how much packaging, you know, they don't have to add because this puts a lot of accountability onto, you know, those who are handling it. We go through a process that we call deter, detect, and diagnose, right? So what's funny is if you think about this, we have customers who say, you know, I keep seeing damage. I want to get those guys. So hide your sensor and then I want to see the data. And the real answer is no, you don't want to hide the sensor. Actually, you want to make sure that everybody knows that the sensor's on there because the person handling it, then, you know, it's a deterrence. And that's where we see 40 to 60% reduction in damage, reduction or temperature reductions when people are handling our
product. You know, and it looks like the marketplace just keeps growing. I noticed this acquisition, this Marathon, gets you over in the pharmaceutical technology business, things like mRNA. And that was what, and again, going back to COVID, that's something we all suddenly knew about, and these drugs that could be, you know, twisted and manipulated. But I remember the first vaccines had to be kept cold. That was a big problem. So, oh my gosh, you know, what if these things get warm? Then the vaccines aren't going to be effective anymore. So you're the one that blows the whistle.
That's exactly right. And there's actually two things that are going on there, right? So one, you have this explosion of just different types of medicines and vaccines, and even more customizable, which are far more temperature sensitive. But the other is the trend of ship to home. So even things like GLP-1s, right? So these weight loss drugs, right, like Ozempic, et cetera, those are all being shipped directly to home, or even insulin, and are extremely temperature sensitive. So before you put that in your body, you want to know if that temperature has been exceeded, if the right temperature has been exceeded. Why? Well, if the medicine's not effective, that can have really bad health consequences for people.
But what's the price point on this? Can people afford to have a sensor in a single month supply of Ozempic that's sent to them?
The answer is yes. And so if you think about the cost of Ozempic, right, and you know, that can cost $300 to $1,000 a month for certain users. You know, the cost of our sensor is somewhere around, it goes anywhere from 10 cents up to a dollar in the lower case. You know, if you want to put this onto a cellular monitor, of course, that's going to be, you know, up over 100. But the key is the right temperature for the right price point, it's enough to tell you whether or not, you know, this is ready to go into your body or not.
And so you're a global company. I know you've got facilities in the UK and in Mexico and Illinois, and of course, you're in Texas. So do you manufacture all these items?
We do. Yeah. So in fact, we're very vertically integrated. Approximately 98% of our entire product line is manufactured by us.
Who owns the company?
So the owner of the company is a company called Harbor Group. They're actually an ownership group out of St. Louis, and they've owned the company now for close to 5 years.
And they leave you alone?
Yes. Well, they're actually, I shouldn't say that. I mean, actually, they're wonderful partners. And so one of the things that we did when we moved from being owned by Capital Southwest Corporation.
Here in Dallas. House.
Yeah, they're in Dallas.
So that explains how you're in Dallas, yeah?
That's correct. Yeah, well, actually, not necessarily. They owned a couple of other businesses that were outside of Dallas, but it was just serendipitous more than anything. But really, that shift, that change between the two owners, was specifically with the intent to build and grow the business at a much faster rate than where we were before.
That is, I mean, it's a fascinating business, and I see it very clearly now, and the necessity of it. And it's kind of interesting to see that you're based here in Texas. Tony Falk is CEO of Spotsy, growing by acquisition. Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.